Hello, Audio Boo. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's day 7 of Audio Mo.
I had to think then for a minute. It's been a long day.
Been a good day, but it's been a long day. So, as I mentioned last night, we were going to the glorious Peak District for a bit of a trot out this morning, this afternoon, today. It was very wet indeed. There was pretty much torrential rain from when we set off to when we got to the summit of of Wyn Hill. It was hammering down, but didn't deter us at all. And as we came back down towards Woolanall and eventually Hope Cross, the cloud was lifting. Oh, we came back down below the cloud base and it was starting to break up by that time as well, so it was nice and sparkly down in the Vale of Edale. And very pretty indeed, with little bits of wispy cloud boiling up out of the valley and just dispersing slowly. It was really nice. It's been a good walk. It's been a really good walk. And my little boy enjoyed it. We accomplished the mission of getting his photograph taken, reading in an unusual place. On the summit of a mountain, I don't think it's a bad place to be reading a book, I guess. And he seemed to quite enjoy it. Apart from the last bit where his legs were really tired and his feet were hurting. But I think his feet were hurting because he thought it would be really funny to stand in a puddle that was nearly knee deep. His waterproof walking boots aren't waterproof if the water's going in over the top. But I don't think that had occurred to him. So yes, when I took his boots off as I got back to the van, literally his little feet were soaked through, bless him. So it's no wonder he was complaining of his feet being a bit uncomfortable. He'd walked about the last 3 miles with soaking wet feet. Oh dear. Well, they learn, don't they? They learn. But on the whole, he was all right. He was okay. A couple of times when I had to have stern words with him, though. What is it about kids? You know, me and him can go out for the day, just me and him together, and we just, you know, there's not a problem. He just, you know, trots along and he's quite happy and he's chatting away and it all is good. You bring somebody else into the equation, and what is it with kids of that age? They just turn into little monsters. It was great. We were talking about it on the way down. It's like something that all kids of that age seem to do. They just, you know, and you can remember your parents going, "Stop showing off. You're only showing off because your friends are here." It must just be like an age thing they go through. Or we go through. Because we were kids once, weren't we? Anyway, I keep saying we were talking. Who was we? Wow. Today was even more awesome. Because not only did I climb a mountain with my eldest son in the rain and get his photograph taken with the cloud all around him on the trig point, but we did that accompanied by two fellow members of Audio Boo. Audio Boo's very own Adrian at TurboStream and the star of YouTube that is Mr. Dean Reed. We hooked up and did a bit of a trot around the peaks together. The peak. Oh, well, you know, I'll do a little aside there. I once got really castigated on a climbing forum. I think it might have been UKC, UK Climbing. You didn't really need me to point that out, did you? I'm sure you could work out what the C meant. Anyway, yes, I was on a forum there and introducing myself to various people on the forum when I just got into rock climbing, so it was all kind of new to me. And I sort of said, oh, you know, I like this, that and the other, and mainly do indoor climbing, but like to get out in the peaks whenever I can. And this bloke came back to me and said, "If you're looking for a climbing buddy, nobody's going to be your friend on here if you call it the peaks." Seriously? He was serious. He was absolutely serious. Because it's not the peaks, it's the Peak District. And the peak is nothing to do with having mountains and peaks. It's allegedly to do with an ancient tribe who lived around the area called the Peak Sutan. I think it was. I think I'm pronouncing that right. The Peak Sutan. And that's where the Peak District comes from. It's just been sort of bastardised into peak, as in mountain peak. So yes, the proper term for a day out in the glorious district is a day in the peak. If you say peaks, apparently nobody will be your friend. There you go. So now you know. Honestly, the guy was deadly serious. There was about three or four people on the forum just went, "Are you serious, fella?" And he was really adamant. He was like, "Yeah, it's disgraceful. You should know the name of the place you go into and the origin of it and the history." He was like, "Okay." So there you go. Yes, so anyway, so Dean and Adrian came for a trot around the glorious peak. And yeah, it was good. It was good. And another one of those Audio Boo meetups where it just sort of seems natural. It's... honestly, it's weird. The only person off Audioboo that I've met previously was Big Rick, or One Word, when he called in very briefly for a coffee one afternoon. No, he didn't. He drank tea. Ooh, tea, yuck. Yes, when he called in for a cup of tea one afternoon on his way home, and that was the same, you know. It was just like, oh, yeah, and then just straight into conversation as if it was the most normal thing in the world. And then same again. I've got the football on the TV and the footballer has just fell. Is it somebody called Sturridge? I don't follow football anymore. Fell on the ball. The ball was under his body, near his gentleman's area. And a player from Honduras, I guess, came and kicked the ball while it was next to his gentleman's area. He didn't look very happy. There was a funny look on his face and he stood up and nearly punched the guy. He didn't have whack it, looking at the replay. Ooh, that looked painful. Anyway, I digress. Yes, so Audio Boo meets. Yes, and same again today. It was just really natural to kind of, literally a quick handshake and then straight into conversation with two people who I've never spoken with other than asynchronously. Is it asynchronously or is... No, it's not. Asynchronously, isn't it? Yes. But the transition from disjointed conversation to synchronous conversation was just... it's weird, isn't it? It's bizarre. That's the power of Audio Boo, people. That's the power of Audio Boo, I reckon. It's bloody brilliant. So, yes. Nice to finally put some faces to names, although... I kind of already know the faces from other things, but, you know, to sort of press the flesh and... Yeah, very good. And, it's just nice to have a bit of a wander out in the chat. But I'm feeling very sleepy now. Time is 11 o'clock, just gone. And I was nodding off. I was nodding off on the sofa, like me granddad and my wife... jabbed me and told me to go and make a cup of tea for her. Obviously, I don't drink tea. Tea's disgusting. I drink coffee, and strong coffee at that. So I had a double espresso at about 9 o'clock. It hasn't really helped. I'm still sleepy. I don't think I'll be late out to bed tonight. So there you go. That's today. That's Audio Mode Day 7. Just about summed up, I think. I don't think there's anything else to report, really. It's been a damn good day. Okay. I shall hopefully speak to you all again tomorrow. In fact, no, I will definitely speak. Well, as definite as I can be. I mean, there could be World War III. My house could be washed away in a flood. You know, I might be spirited away by aliens. Who knows? But if none of those things happen, then there's a very high likelihood that I will be speaking to you all again tomorrow. At least those of you that care to listen to me. Hope you're all well, guys, and thanks very much for listening once again. And take care. Bye-bye.